CP4 CBA Mobile.
November Uniform Echo, any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
Hook machine fine. Sound good out here. KF4NXY, David.
Hey, David. Hey, can you work with me a little bit? I'm having some difficulty, and I need to see kind of what's going on.
We'll be out here for a little bit.
All right. I'm going to transmit for 30 seconds. In that 30-second period, tell me if my radio drops out, there's any signal change, any kind of problems whatsoever. So I'm 15 seconds into it. I'm transmitting on a Yaesu something. My other radio's in for repair, and I'm having to use this piece of junk, and I'm frustrated. So 30 seconds are up. Did I maintain contact with the repeater?
The whole time you were good and solid into the machine. I'm on an old Yaesu myself. This is the third microphone I've had on this old radio.
All right, so I've got a question for you. Why in the world, if I move up on frequency up in the 147 range, my radio just will not stay, it just drops out. So, I don't know. SWR, maybe I need to check that. I mean, I'm at 1.3 to 1 here. But as soon as I go up to 147, I get about 5 seconds of transmission, and that is it.
In the past, with my radios, it's either been SWR or I wasn't getting enough amperage to the radio. I was, you know, trying to run it on high power and maybe running it through a cigarette lighter plug or something, and it just couldn't get enough juice.
Okay. All right, let me clear on out of here for a few minutes. I got a short time. Let me get my meter out and see what's going on that frequency. Appreciate you hanging around with me. It's KO4 NUE 73. See you in a few minutes, Dave.
I'll be back at the house in a little bit, and I'll be listening for you. KF4NXY.
4NXY, KO4 NUE.
Go ahead.
All right, SWR across all three antennas. The highest I got is 1.5 to 1. So, the only difference between this frequency and 147 is this is on low power. 147, 195 is programmed to transmit on high power. So,
that may be it.
That's a good possibility because, you know, on high power, you're pulling more amperage. I don't know, you know, what kind of power supply you're using. And it's a little more sensitive to the standing wave.
I've got a 70-amp power supply that runs, well, right now it's just running this radio and HF rig, so... and HF is not up, so let me move my power up and conduct the same test again. You okay for that?
We just pulled in at the yard. You give me about 5 minutes to get on in the house and get on the base. I'll get back to you.
Okay. I got to call Annette here in a few minutes. So, Dave, let me see if there's another station so I can get this cleared up before the net. Any other station, can you stand by for a radio check for about 5 minutes?
KO4NUE and 4JBM.
Tango Quebec, standing by.
All right, I have two stations in there. Jerry, I guess I got you first. I'm going to move up to high power and conduct the same test. Let me know if it drops out, okay?
Standing by.
It's KO4NUE, KO4NUE, transmitting on a beat-up Yazoo on high power. Jerry will transmit for 30 seconds. Let me know if this thing drops out or if there's any change in signal whatsoever. I've been chasing this problem for about a week now, and I'm about fed up with it. So, this is KO4NUE, transmitting on high power. On a beat-up Yazoo from Campobello, South Carolina. Time is 20:30 seconds. Any change in signal, Jerry?
Negative. Not even a flutter on my end.
Oh, that's so frustrating. Okay. All right, let me think a minute. N4JBM, that's low power. Any difference in signal quality?
You know, good and clean, full quieting.
Montana, stand by. Montana, any issues? Any issues? KO4NUE, testing.
Same quality, good, full quieting.
Bye-bye. On last antenna. NUE, testing. Low power, third antenna. Any issues, Jerry?
Full quieting. You're good across all three.
Well, you may have to come help me fix this mess. I don't know what's going on. Whatever. Okay. All right, well, I'm making it in, so I'll try to get through it. If you're going to be on frequency tonight, if something drops out, will you let me know?
I'll make sure and let you know. And just so you know, the old man's back up again.
What's the problem?
I can't tell you exactly what it was, but the capacitance readings on his GP9 are up and down off the scale. Like it's possibly full of water or the resistors had a near strike.
The antenna's been sitting in the basement for 50 years. And it's, you know, there's that, right?
There's always that, too. But I switched his antennas out. He's good to go again.
Well, I'll give him a holler and give him a hard time. But you got it fixed, right?
For me to remind you to bring a toggle switch.
At 50 amps, I'm not sure what to say with that. That's a pretty big switch.
He was telling me, I was thinking, just put a breaker on it.
Happen now. Just go ahead and put a breaker panel on it, and with a 100-amp breaker. How about that?
Let me see him push that around the yard.
I ain't gonna give him a hard time. Okay, I'll see what I got. I may have to put a relay in there or something. But I'll give him a call, get him straight.
Honestly, the way it was acting when he was showing me, I think if you put a couple wraps of tape on that arm inside, it'll make the contact it needs to. It's just not pushing down on the switch inside the micro switch because he's worn the plastic down.
Roger that. Okay, well, I fixed it 3 years ago, so I'm going to have to get it again, I guess. Okay. All right, thank you, Jerry. That's KO4 in UE, standing by.
BM standing by for the net.
CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4 NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. I didn't know tonight before we start, I'm going to go ahead with the preamble, but going to let you know there's a new repeater in the area. For those of you who are interested, grab a pen and piece of paper, and when I get down to the announcements portion, you'll already have your pen and piece of paper ready, and I can roll on with it. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE.
For NUE, SWR4XM, like to have a word with you, Chad.
All right, Mandel, you want to go ahead now?
Yes. Okay. Please copy K4RDL. Ron will be monitoring the frequencies that was indicated earlier, so he will be your contact instead of Andy.
All right. Thank you, Mandel. Appreciate you helping me with that. Appreciate it. Any other information, sir? So with that, are there any additional announcements other than mine or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Everybody has their pen and piece of paper. For everyone interested, there's a new repeater located on Long Mountain. It's a 220 machine. The call sign is N4LRD. Frequency in megahertz is 224.780. 224.780. PL tone is 131.8. 131.8. A negative drop at 1.6 meg. This repeater is owned by N4LRD, and it is also an All-Star enabled repeater. Frequency is 224.780. Are there any stations that need any fills on that announcement? Kurt, we'll go ahead and begin the roll call portion of the net tonight. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGU portion. We'll begin with the pre-check-ins, since we don't have any EchoLink stations tonight. with India through Lima, any station, India through, I'm sorry, let me back up here. Been having radio trouble and it's got me a little bit flustered, so let me slow down here for a second. I'd like to welcome KA3 via pre-check-ins, KA3 JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, and KA4 ACL, that's Miss Ashley in Simpsonville. Also would like to make a note that Miss Ashley passed her general exam yesterday, and we'd like to congratulate her on getting her general ticket. Also, we'd like to welcome KA4 JCA, Miss Sally in Simpsonville, and K3 DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. 4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, and W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, and N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, and KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda in Piedmont, KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock, and KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KO4NNH, Mr. Fred in Piedmont, and KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, and N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, and KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack in Greenville, KX4MT, that's Mr. Mike in Pickens, and KQ4IDM, that's Mr. Stephen in Greer, and KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy in Taylors. And with that, we'll go ahead and move to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo X-Ray 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. My name's John, located in North Spartanburg, and I will be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome KX4WTF. That's Mr. John in Northern Spartanburg. John, appreciate you checking in with us tonight via EchoLink, and hope you are doing well, sir. All right, tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KO4NUE. And November 4, Juliet Bravo Mike, Jerry and Campobello, negative and negative.
KQ4NUE, please check in. KQ4IMH, Kilo Quebec 4, India, Mike Hotel. John, up in Sapphire, North Carolina.
Right, let's recognize what we have so far. First of all, I'd like to welcome my wife, KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. She's here with me tonight in Campobello. 4XM, that's Mr. Mandel in Pickens. Mandel, appreciate you joining us tonight, sir. And KX4WTF via EchoLink, Mr. John in Northern Spartanburg. KK4JFO, that's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And N4JBM, Mr. Jerry in Campobello. And KG4IMH, that's Mr. John in Sapphire, North Carolina. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Hope everybody has a good night. 73.
Welcome, KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. And glad you're hanging around tonight. I got a funny little story I need to tell you. And he brings along his wife, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna in Greer. All right, with that, let's go ahead and move up to EchoLink stations, and EchoLink stations only. please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello again, Chad. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself, all the net, no traffic, no roundtable. And do be sure and tell Miss Anna hello.
I have you in the log, KA4PQA, down in Greenwood. I will tell Anna that you said hello, sir. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I hope you are doing well. Appreciate you checking in with me tonight, sir. All right, with that, if I miss you on India through Lima, go ahead and pick me up on Mike through Papa, any station. Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and her daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, Rollin Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Who is this, Ted? Please check in. 2 October, Arthur, India, Mass. Mount and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt, Western Greenville County, be negative and negative. 7-3, you're all the net, and tell Anna I said hello.
Kilo, Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray, Yankee David, and my wife Marie, Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray. We're in Southern Greenville County down here in Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
NUE. Chad, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark, Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. We'll be negative and negative, but listening, Chad. Have a great evening. And 7-3 is the net.
It's a big group. So let's go ahead and recognize Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, I hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am. Also, Mr. Walt, K4OIM in Inman. Walt, it's so good to hear you. Sounding really good, sir. Appreciate you checking in with me tonight. And WG4MC, that's our Thursday night net controller, Mr. Matt. And Matt, hope you're doing well. Also, Mr. David, KF4NXY, he brings along his wife, Miss Marie, AF4SX, down in Possum Kingdom. David, you tell Miss Marie I said hello, sir. Also, W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, and he brings along his wife, Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. Mark, be sure to tell Miss Wendy me and Anna said hello, sir. All right, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Sir, so we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec Station, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and Moore, no traffic, no comments.
NUE. Nana, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. And please check in KO4QLT. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, W-U-2-T. Moblin, well, and more tonight. Rusty, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. For Mr. Tom and Greer. Tom, please tell Miss Bernice that we said hello. And KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris in Liberty. All right, any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
RON, Whiskey, Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November. No traffic, I'll be monitoring.
Welcome, WD8RON, Mr. Ed from Brevard. Ed, did you get my email, sir?
From a planning standpoint, it looks like it's going to have to be after the 1st of July and probably after the 4th of July weekend, over.
Well, you just let me know. We'll get the launcher up there and we'll get it up. I'm glad you got your wire in. All right, with that, let's go ahead and move on to the next group, which will be Echolink and Echolink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, this is Kilo 2, Lima X-ray Delta, Marsh, coming in from St. Petersburg, Florida. Good evening, Chad.
We'd like to welcome K2LXD via Echolink from St. Petersburg, Florida. I hope you're doing well, sir. Hope you're having a good time down there in Florida. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
UE. Before Uniform Bravo Delta, Jan from Traveler's Rest. I'll be sticking around for the two.
We'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And K4UBD, that's Miss Jan and Traveler's Rest. Miss Jan, it's good to hear from you, ma'am. I hope you are doing well. I have you down for some rag chew, ma'am, and I will swing back around for you here shortly. All right, any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, this is Kilo Oscar for Whiskey Tango, Quebec. KO4WTQ, this is Greg
and
Greer.
I got you in the log, Greg, KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg and Greer. Appreciate you dropping by tonight, sir. All right, with that, if there are any additional stations in Uniform through Zulu, just pick up with me at Alpha through Delta. With that, we'll move on to Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE.
H-O, this is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
And UE. And everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, no comment.
4NUE. And Chad, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH, Southwest Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
It's a good group. Let's go ahead and start with Mr. Dave, W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave in Greer. And N4AHO. Mr. Doug in Wahala. KB2, Mr. Dave in Easley. And KM4CHY, Mr. Keith in Seneca. And Mr. Kurt down at Greenville, KM4BLH. Kurt, hope you're doing well, sir. Nice to hear from you tonight. And also, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS in Easley. He brings along his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY in Easley. Hope you two are doing well. All right. With that, are there any additional stations, uniform through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and move to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
To me. In Kilo, Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. Ted, I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling that, sir.
4NUE. Ted, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. I will be negative tonight. Thanks.
NUE. KG4HCX Kilo Golf 4 Hotel Charlie X-ray Paul, about probably 7 miles east of Sassafras Mountain, portable backpacking with the dog.
I'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick in Penrose. Patrick, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And I know you're not going to hang around for Rack Chew, but if you hang around till Mr. Larry gets here for Rack Chew, I've got a funny little story I'm going to tell you. And also, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry and Candler. And W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene down in Taylor's. Gene, I hope you're doing well tonight, sir. It's nice to hear from you. And also, Mr. Paul hiking with his dog up in Sassafras Mountain. KG4HCE. And Paul, what's your dog's name, sir?
Golf 4 Hotel Charlie X-ray. Her name is Mabel. I determined Mabel likes to eat beef jerky, but, you know, big surprise on that. Great net so far. Thank you.
All right. Can you say, did you say Medieval? Did you say that was her name?
Her name is Mabel, like an old lady name. The one at home is Millie, so M-A-B-E-L.
We'd like to welcome KG4HCX, Mr. Paul, hiking in Sassafras Portable with Miss Mabel tonight. You guys be safe and hope you make it back to the vehicle, sir. All right, with that, are there any additional stations? Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. So with that, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KUE, hope you and Miss Anna are both well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Chad, thank you so much for calling that. Hope you and Anna have a great evening, a great week, rest of the week, and good evening all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Got you in the log, W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid up in Fletcher. Sid, I hope you're doing well, and I hope you had a good day, sir. Nice hearing from you. All right, one more time. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
News test again, KK4HXB, Earl on Travis Rest, I'll be negative and negative.
I have you in the log, KK4HXB, in Traveler's Rest. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Appreciate you checking in with me. All right, with that, let me make one more call just to make sure. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. For those of you who are not wishing to hang around to, you know, hang around and ratchet you for a little bit, you may secure your station at this time. And it has been a true pleasure to be your net control tonight. All right, with that, we'll stop in between rack chews and get some more check-ins if anybody's interested in checking in. But first on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. How are you tonight, Larry?
NUE, this is KK4JBQ. And it is marvelous to hear you feeling so much better. I can hear it in your voice. That is super. And I want to take a moment here to congratulate Ashley on her upgrade. Makes me recall my upgrade to General, and not an easy test. So congratulations and much good, what do they say? Much good DX on HF. And without further chit-chat, let's hear the funny story, Chad.
Correction real quick. That was Miss Sally, his wife, KA4JCA. You know, Richard is a VE via video conference. So he does VE work for hams around the world as a VE via video. As a test proxy. And Miss Sally, of course, he can't test her because she's, you know, his wife, but they have these proxies all over the world. So she tested yesterday or day before yesterday and made it to general class. So he called and she called. We got to talk with both of them and, you know, just quite an accomplishment for her. So she was excited. But I swear, I think Richard was probably a little more excited than she was. But they were both excited nonetheless. So, anyway, let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. Anna's listening via Echo Link, so I'm probably going to get in a little trouble. But, so, I built a new ham shack, and still working through a few bugs, but decided that a new ham shack deserves new coax, and with new coax, new antennas, right? So, I got on one of the, you know, internet stores that delivers daily. I won't say any names. And ordered two antennas. I ordered a 440 beam that was a Comet. 2 meter, 220, and 70 centimeter. And let me say, the tri-band, I paid dearly for. It was, I forget the name brand, but, and anyway, I have been anxiously awaiting for these antennas to get here so I can take a look at them. So, the 440 beam came first, and it came in a cardboard box about 18 inches long, and 3 inches by 3 inches. I didn't even open it. I said, there ain't no sense looking at that. That ain't even what I wanted. So I had no idea what it looks like. Just going to send it back. But the tri-band did not come in. So I went to, you know, to check my cart, to check the tracking to see where it was. And it was going to come in yesterday. So Anna and I were out here messing around in head ham shack, and we heard the dogs barking, and the delivery truck was leaving. So there's this big, long cardboard box on the front step. So, you know, about 6-7 feet long. Anna goes and gets it, bring it here in the ham shack. I said, oh, it's my antenna. I'm so excited. So I took my knife out and opened it up, and Larry, it's a paint stick. It's
half fiberglass and half aluminum. I mean, it's a high quality one, but it's a paint stick. You screw a paint roller on the end of it, and it's extendable. So I was just so disappointed. I've been waiting on this tri-band for so long, and I get a paint stick in. So here's the question I have for you. There's somebody that puts this stuff in a box. Get an antenna confused with a paint stick. Now, like I said, it's not one of those cheap paint sticks. It's, you know, it's pretty hefty. But I have decided, out of retaliation, I'm going to figure out some way to radiate on it and then send it back. What do you think about that?
Gracious. You know, that is a funny story in a tragic sense. I don't know how. I mean, even dyslexia does not explain how somebody can read, you know, whoever was pulling this item from the shelves. And I wouldn't think that the people that you dealt with even had paint sticks. It's funny in so many ways. Gracious. So the one that you didn't open up, you know, it may be that it must be assembled from smaller pieces. You didn't open up because of the size of the box?
Not. It don't matter if it's in pieces or not. It's not going to do what I want to do in that small of a box. I know it's 440, but I'm done with the antennas. I'm going to build my own. I can build them the way I want and make them work. I still got a little work to do on some of the matching stuff, but that's okay. I'm getting there. But, you know, I'm figured a lot out with these antennas. And I'm just going to build exactly what I want. Don't have to worry about it. But here's what I think with the paint stick. One of two things happened with the guy who put it, or the person that put it in the box. Number one, is that he looked at it, or they looked at it and said, you know, that's one of those crazy ham radio operators. Let me just put this paint stick in there to mess with him a little bit. That's number one. Or number two is that they're just being spiteful. And, you know, let me get this, you know, ham radio guy. But little does he know, I'm going to radiate on it and make a contact. Then I'm going to send it back just so they don't get the better of me.
Comment. So you're going to send it back. And you're going to say, this antenna doesn't work all that well. I want... Yeah, KK4JBQ.
Right. I'm going to get my contact off of it just so they don't get me. And then, you know, I'll send the thing back. But I'm just so disappointed, you know. But it is what it is, you know. Last year, I went down to Lowe's and bought one of the fiberglass paint sticks to build me a quad antenna. And it was pretty cheap. You know, I just needed the fiberglass masting to build a quad with. But, I mean, for what this thing cost, the image was just, you know, I read the details, did my research, looked at it, and I said, this is exactly what I want. I said, boy, that thing's expensive, but I'm going to go ahead and pay the money because that's what I want. And imagine I pulled it out of the box. We was in the ham shack. And Anna looked at me and she said, that doesn't look right. Is that an antenna? And I just said, it's going to be, but I'm sending it back.
Just tragic. in so many ways. It is wrong in so many ways. As Dave Ramsey says, that's covered in wrong sauce. You had someone that wanted to make a comment there, Chad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I inadvertently bumped the frequency knob on this hoopty yazoo I got while my other one's off for repair, and I missed it, but I apologize. Station wanting to make a comment. Go ahead.
4NUE, KC4EZN, Chad, I was going to offer you a third alternative based on Anna's comments last night about somebody in your family needing some painting work done. Maybe there's a hidden message in that box, and I'll leave it at that. KC4EZN.
All right. I didn't get to hear all. I kind of dozed off a little bit when she was calling the net, so let me try to fill some things in here. So, my son just graduated from college, got married. I got a grandchild on the way, which I'm totally excited about. And then yesterday, we drove down to see the house that him and his wife are going, new wife, are going to buy. So I'm starting to put it all together now. I see. So there was a paint gun mentioned, and there was, Daddy, I don't know how to use a paint gun. You know, how does it work? And this, that, and other. And I was quick to say, oh, don't worry. I'll be glad to show you how it works. So I see now. I see. I'll have to go back and look at the order history.
Chad, as to the good story, maybe you ought to start out with a little bit of lower technology than the paint gun, and see how the roller in that, I'm going to call that a quarter wave or vertical of some flavor, depending on how far you extend the aluminum part of it. And we'll leave it alone with that. This has been fun listening, Chad. And I've been having some fun, too. So we'll bounce it back to you. Have a good time with that, KC4EZN.
All right, hang on, Harry. Do you have grandkids?
I have three.
Okay. So something tells me you're speaking from experience, right?
Let's just say there is an old expression that we use up here in ham radio that says, don't ask me how I know.
All right. Well, I tell Gary, Gary, KL4DOS, everybody on this frequency has taught me a lot. But Gary, I tell him every time I mess something up here in the ham shack, tear something up or burn something up, I call him and tell him, Gary, you're not training me. I burnt this up or I burnt that up. You're not doing your job. You need to train me better. And he just fusses at me, So, Harry, I'm new at the grandkids thing. So, maybe you need to start, training me a little bit, filling me in, let me know what's coming. Because my son, about 2 or 3 years ago, wanted to know if he could join our Prime account to keep from paying the $99. So we let him. So with that, you can see what, everybody's ordering. So he can see what I'm ordering, and I can see what he's ordering. I mean, not that we look, but, it's just there. So I'm going to call him and see if my antenna got swapped out for a paint stick.
I'll be curious to hear how that turns out, but, you have to, well, I just put it this way, Chad. Grandchildren are great. I have three. One of them is a special needs person, and she is absolutely one of the most awesome people that I have ever met,
and I wouldn't trade any one of them for any other three people, and they are as different as night and day and whatever the third state is. They're great people. Oldest is a 33, the youngest is 27, and there's one in between that. So, I've got a little bit of experience. I have enjoyed watching my daughter raise those children, and I'll share this one short one with you, and then we'll sign off. When the oldest one was about 4 years old, we were visiting, and I was sitting over in the corner reading a book, and Joshua did something that Mom had said not to, and she kind of led into him a little bit, and I'm sitting there, and I said, okay, there's one. Go for it, girl. And she stopped, and she looked at me, and she says, I sound just like you, don't I, Dad? And I said, right on. We'll say 7-3 on that one, Chad. Having fun, KC4EZM.
KO4NUE with KC4EZN at KK4JBQ. Larry, I'll be back to you here in just a second. So that's funny. It really is. You know, me and my son were talking the other day, and we went and looked at the house, and the inspector is supposed to come today to take a look at it. And, so him and I walked around it yesterday, and, brick, the homes settle over time, you know. So, we walk around on the backside, and there's this crack, you know, through the brick. You know, no big deal, but, he didn't see it, you know. And he just was like, oh, man, I don't know. This, that, no, what am I getting into? This, that, and the other. Papa used to tell them when they were little, we got goats and chickens out here and big gardens and this, that, and the other. Well, Papa would come and get them and, you know, go help with the chores. And his saying it was always, he'd look at the kids when they'd little, and he'd go, work, 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 work. And he'd drive the boys crazy. They'd run or go hide or this, that, and the other. So over the years, Papa, you know, to get under their skin, he just says, work, work, work. So now he's got a child on the way. He's married, fixing to buy a home. So we walked around the back side of the house yesterday, saw the crack. And he just kind of shoulders dropped a little bit and was just like, oh, I didn't see that. I just patted him on the back and I said, work, 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 work. And we just went on around the side of the house and never missed a beat. So he's getting it, but he's owning it, and I'm proud of that.
That's good, Chad. It is going to be fun. Just remember, one of the key roles that a grandparent serves is you do two things. You do a little bit of spoiling, but you put yourself in a position, when they're an infant, spend as much time as you can, but don't, be intrusive, but still, so that they know who Grandpa is or whatever they choose to call you. But at some point in time, when they get up into the teenage years, you may wind up being the person that they can come and talk to. You're not Mom and Dad. You've been around the block three or four times. And you can just listen, and, that may be all you have to do. That'll be the piece of advice I'll give you, Chad. Just be prepared to do some listening, and remember what your parents did and what you did, and just reflect back on that. It's all going to be good, and it's going to be fun to watch. With that, we'll turn it back, Chad. I think between the two of us, we've about got Larry about beat out tonight.
And I think he's probably having some fun listening to us, too. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Chad, and I'll be listening and keeping up with all of this kid as it comes along. Oh, this is going to be fun. KC4EZM.
Thanks for dropping by, and I'll leave you with this. So, when my kids were at that age, I spent a lot of time in other countries and missed a lot. And you'll never get that back. Never. But it's my turn now. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to buy every gift I can buy at Christmas. I'm going to spoil that child and turn it back over to him. So I'm looking forward to it, and I am excited. So appreciate you coming by, Harry, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you. So with that, Mr. Larry, you still in there? I didn't mean to leave you, bud, but I'm back now, so go ahead.